coming up on episode 843. Well, 20 years ago, the movie Wayne's World was introduced to audiences, and along with that movie and its sequel, we got a couple of good soundtracks. Now, on today's show, you're going to hear covers both from and of songs from that soundtrack, as well as some extra fun bits. It's a tribute to Wayne's World 20 years later. It's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, February 14th. 2012. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. And welcome to another edition of Coverville. No, it's not a bunch of songs about hearts and love and sweetness and all that stuff. No, it's the 20-year anniversary for the film Wayne's World, for the initial film Wayne's World with Mike Myers and Dana Carvey. Michael Myers is a whole different thing. Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, Tia Carrere, Rob Lowe, Chris Farley, ton of ex-Saturday Night Livers. Well, it's based, of course, on a skit from Saturday Night Live. Some people even would argue that it is the best film to come out of the Saturday Night Live genre. Blues Brothers, for me, would be a little bit better, a little bit higher on the list, but I think only number one to Wayne's World being number two. I think Wayne's World did do it right and did capture that that feeling from the show. Anyway, let's not dwell on that. Let's not talk about that, but let's talk about the music you're going to hear tonight, starting with a cover by Aerosmith. Now, they even came on the show, on Saturday Night Live, and recorded a version of this. They didn't reprise it for the movies, hence why it wasn't on the soundtrack, but here is Aerosmith from their Box of Fire anthology. Huge, huge box set of their music, with their cover of the Wayne's World theme. It's live.
So, Wayne,
I hear you're putting on some kind of concert. That's good. People need to be entertained. They need the distraction. I wish to God that somebody would do something to block out the voices in my head for 5 minutes. Voices that scream over and over. Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die?
Okay.
for the Wayne's World soundtrack, but included on his anthology album 66 to Timbuktu. That is Robert Plant covering the Kingsmen's Louie Louie. Yeah, Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, right there. Very different, well, kind of a different sound for Robert Plant, but once you know it's him, it's unmistakably him. Before that, Tomoyasu Hotai with a cover of Edgar Winter's, or the Edgar Winter Group's Frankenstein. Got to give credit to the whole group, not just Edgar Winter. That one comes from his all-cover album, Modern Times Rock and Roll. Before that, Crystal Taliaferro, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And I just lost my notes. Crystal Taliaferro and Joanna Connor with their cover of Aerosmith's Dude Looks Like a Lady. That one comes from a collection called Sweet Emotion, the songs of Aerosmith from 2001. And if that wasn't enough Aerosmith for you, then right before that, you heard a cover of the Wayne's World theme performed there by Aerosmith. One of their live performances, sounds like they did that right at the end of a concert. You'll find that version on a collection, an Aerosmith collection called Box of Fire. Great, great collection of Aerosmith classics and a bunch of rarities. That last disc is all rarities. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA, audioengineusa.com. Check them out. They've got great, innovative, self-powered speakers, wireless products, and they work with everything. They work with all of your audio, whether it's coming from your computer, your video game system, your TV, whatever you want to use it with. It will make it sound 10 times better. Check out their award-winning sound, their high-quality materials, and their truly useful features. Now, I've been focusing lately on their new products, the D1 and D2, their digital audio converters, but I'm going to go back to an old classic, a standby, one of my favorite products that they produced, which was the A2 bookshelf speakers. I'm sorry, the A5 bookshelf speakers. This is their flagship product. This was the product that got them on the map, and well-deserved. It's still the standard that they strive to meet with all their products. Their Class AB amps, smooth sound, true fidelity, and they will truly fill a room with music. We put these things on in our, we have these things hooked up in our living room, and I think we barely have to get them up to like 3 or 4, and they completely fill a room with sound, crystal clear sound. And you don't even, you can't even tell where the sound's coming from. It's not like you look over one side of the room and say, hey, there's where the speakers are. No, the sound sounds like it's coming from everywhere. Check them out, go to their website, and when you're ready to buy, make sure you use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN. That's going to save you 10% off of anything you buy there, whether it's the digital audio converter, the wireless products, or those great A5 speakers. Check them out, audioengineusa.com. All right, back to the music. Now, this one they did include on the Wayne's World 2 soundtrack, which came out a little bit later in 1993. And I had no idea about this until I started doing the research on it. But Urge Overkill got together with Pretenders lead singer Chrissy Hynde and maybe did a one-off kind of thing where they recorded together. They did this great cover right here, which you're about to hear, of Bonnie and Delaney's Superstar, which was made popular by the Carpenters. This one they did as a group called Superfan. So here's Chrissy Hynde, backed by Urge Overkill, with their cover of Bonnie and Delaney's Superstar. Way again, baby.
18, please. No, that's all right. I'll call back.
Yeah, this is room 1218. Do I have any messages?
You're so fine, you blew my mind.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, it's the last song I heard this morning when I left the house.
Oh, yeah. I hate when that happens.
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine, you blew my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine, you blew my mind.
Hey, Mickey.
I think I'm going to put on some tunes.
Dream weaver train.
to the place that's best. When they lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. You know it's a must. You gotta have a friend in Jesus. 'Cause you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the spirit in the sky.
Listening to me, are you? I mean, I could say anything right now, like you're a complete tool.
But you wouldn't hear it, 'cause you're a freak with a microphone.
It's not even challenging anymore. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Isn't that true, sphincter boy?
What? Oh! They're getting closer all the time. All right, good information about Wayne Stuck. Very exciting. We'll be back with more right after Pig Sports. Right now, it's 16 minutes past the big hour. Is that not right, Mr. Scream?
Thank you.
Tia Carrere from the soundtrack to Wayne's World, a song that she recorded for the soundtrack and even performed in the film. That is Sweet's Ballroom Blitz from that Wayne's World soundtrack from 1992. Before that, Jason Mraz and a song that he recorded a couple of years ago for the Levi's Pioneer Sessions 2010 Revival Recordings. Now, for a while, these were available online. You could just download them. They were great, a great series of them. I just went to the website during that song to see if they were still available, and they are no longer available, so hopefully you grabbed them while you could. Right there was Jason Mraz covering Norman Greenbaum and Spirit in the Sky. Before that, Gary Wright's Dreamweaver, covered by Big Mountain from their album Free Up. Now, Big Mountain probably got their biggest moment in the sun with a cover of Baby, I Love Your Way that was included, I believe, on the soundtrack to Reality Bites, another movie. I guess that was early 90s, wasn't it? Mid-90s, Reality Bites, somewhere around there. Big Mountain there with their cover of Dreamweaver. And then we start off the set with Superfan, which is Urge Overkill, fronted by Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. Great combination there. And a song that they covered for the Wayne's World soundtrack, the Wayne's World 2 soundtrack from 1993, Superstar, originally by Bonnie and Delaney. Well, Coverville Tonight is also sponsored by Audible, audible.com. You can start a free trial of audible.com right now by going to audibletrial.com/Coverville. What are you going to get for that? Well, you get free Audible for 14 days. You get to try it out free, and you get to download a free audiobook of your choice. Now, they've got over 100,000 audiobooks and more. And of course, all this stuff works with what you've already got, what you're already listening to podcasts with, whether it's your computer, your iPod, your iPhone, your Android, whatever it is you're listening on. Pick up something like the new Steve Jobs biography, or The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, or The Hunger Games. Any of these great options could be your free Audible audiobook download. How do you get it? Again, go to audibletrial.com/Coverville, and that's going to get you right to where you need to be to try out Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com. No, I'm sorry. It's audibletrial.com/Coverville. That's where you need to go. All right, one last set of music. And just in case you thought that this is something that I would have forgotten to include, no. But rather than me introduce it, I guess I'll let the boys introduce it. Here you go. And this one is by Rhythms del Mundo, featuring Augusto Enriquez from the album Classics from 2009, but you know it better as...
I think we'll go with a little Bohemian Rhapsody, gentlemen.
Good call.
Yeah. Es la vida real, o algo que sueños vi, caigo al vacío, no hay realidad.
Ah, puedo una silueta pequeña contemplar.
Caramuza, caramuza, amarás un fandango.
Bueno, si se te hace de broma, se entra de mí.
Galileo,
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 Galileo, Figaro.
Thank you.
Foxy Lady. Here I come, baby. Coming to get you.
Oh,
If we're gonna go down, let's at least go down in glory. Let's do the Thelma and Louise ending.
Let's just keep going, Wayne.
Okay, guys.
Ah, yes, the Thelma and Louise ending right there. Big thanks to Jay-Z, Toyota Boy, for putting together a bunch of audio clips. I didn't use all the ones he sent. He sent a ton of them, and I wanted to just use a sprinkling of them in the show today. Radar Love right there by Ministry and Co-Conspirators from their 2008 album Cover Up, cover of the song by Golden Earring. Before that, Junior Brown, guitar legend Junior Brown, covering Jimi Hendrix's Foxy Lady. He put that on his 2004 album Down Home Chrome. Rhythms del Mundo right before that, featuring Augusto Enriquez on vocals, covering some Queen there with a Spanglish version of Bohemian Rhapsody. And that, my friends,
we don't want to end the movie this way, do we?
Nope. That, my friends, is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in, and party on. Party on, Tadpool. Party on, Coverville listeners. Let's see. If you want to get in touch with me, and of course you do, you want to email me, and that email address is coverville@gmail.com. You can also call a request line. The number you want to use for that would be 206-222-COVER. Or, let's see, you just want to type some stuff on a website, go to coverville.com and post your comments in the show notes section of this or any other episode. Later this week, looks like Sonny and Cher. Just after Groundhog Day, and how that date will always be connected, for me at least, with I Got You, Babe. Let's do some covers, and who knows, you might hear some more Chrissy Hynde on that one as well. I don't know. There's some other versions of I Got You, Babe that I might delve into. But Sonny and Cher cover story coming up this Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Mega Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. You're going to find audio programming there that's so good, it'll make you feel funny, like the time you climbed the rope in gym class.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.